My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
We finally have him joining us right now from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, Matt Wyrick. What's going on, Matt?
What's up, Rob? How we doing?
Doing well, man. We saw the Orioles lose two heartbreakers up there in New York. They now fall back to a half game behind the New York Yankees. Is it important, in your opinion, for the Orioles to get to the playoffs by division winners or just to get to the playoffs?
I mean, getting in any way you can under this format I think is important. Obviously, skipping the wild card round just helps boost your odds of not having to play games where you risk getting eliminated. I do think they would match up well against a team like the Kansas City Royals if they were to play at home. But certainly we've seen that if they have to go against the Guardians, that's a team that would be really tough to beat in a playoff series, particularly with their bullpen and how they can shorten games. With the way that the Orioles bullpen has been playing right now, I'm not sure that that's a great matchup for them. If they were to play the Yankees, potentially that could work out for them. But I think you'd obviously want to win the division and get to the DS and then let the other team come to you and have the playoff advantage of being able to play more games at home.
Matt, what do you make of the set that they have coming up with the Astros? You get Corbin Burnes tonight, but as we've talked about, last start giving up 8 runs, his last 3, it's been a total of 15. Spencer Arrighetti, or as I like to call him, Eddie Spaghetti over there for them, he's actually had a halfway decent year, and I think he's gotten better as the season's gone on. What do you make of tonight in this series coming up this weekend, because it's a big one?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Astros, the hottest team in baseball right now. You know, all these teams at the top of the league since July 1st have been struggling. The Orioles, the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Phillies, all hovering around 500. Meanwhile, the Astros, who got off to a pretty poor start, have been absolutely scorching. They've taken over first place in the AL West and honestly could catch up to the Orioles and the Guardians and the Yankees at the top of the American League and potentially challenge for that number one seed, as crazy as it was maybe to talk about that a couple of weeks into the season. This is a huge series. And obviously, Corbin Burnes coming off of a rough stretch here, they need him to be Corbin Burnes down the stretch. And, you know, I don't think there's any cause for panic right now, but if he comes out and delivers another clunker here, I think then you start to maybe get a little bit worried.
Matt Wyrick joins us from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Matt, there's a reason to believe, no confirmation of this, that you could get Zach Eflin back, you could get Grayson Rodriguez back in time for the playoffs. Let's say in a perfect world that happens. I got to be honest with you. I still don't have confidence that they have someone who could consistently close out close games in the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, right now it's basically an open tryout. Yennier Cano is probably the favorite at this point of the players that they have. He's been their most consistent reliever throughout the year. He has closing experience. He's had a bit of an up and down tenure as far as taking over the closer role, obviously, down the stretch last year. Had a little bit of a rough go of it, taking over Felix Bautista, and wasn't exactly sharp early in the season. But overall, his ninth inning numbers this year have been very good. You look at his splits and save situations, and he's been pretty dominant close to his season total. So, you know, I think that that's someone who maybe they didn't want to go to at first just because he matches up so well in right-handed pockets, and they were able to use him against, you know, maybe the tougher matchups if they were to come in the seventh and eighth innings. But you know, right now they're just trying to get to the ninth inning, and that's the problem is, you know, they're not even able to hold leads to get there. So, you know, right now with Sir Anthony Dominguez blowing back-to-back saves and Craig Kimbrel going through his struggles, I think, you know, anyone in this bullpen could really be thrust into that situation. But my pick right now would be Cano.
I want to get your take. So, like, the same thing we're kind of talking about, because Hyde made that comment about searching for outs and people are criticizing him left and right. But that's actually what you're doing when you're working with your bullpen. You're trying to find the right pieces, who's available to put in there. And it's obviously been a big issue. But I want to bring up Suarez, because I'm in the minority that I don't want him to start a game in the postseason. I think he's too valuable in the bullpen. And you get a very short lease in the postseason. And I don't know if we got a couple guys on, if they trust him. But that's just me. What do you see with Suarez and how healthy this team can get? Will obviously depend on where he ends up pitching in the postseason.
Yeah, I see what you mean with Suarez. I mean, I think that he has been too good lately, where if he continues to do what he's been doing the last few weeks down the stretch, I mean, he might be your third best starter, your fourth best starter, especially if Zach Eflin or Grayson Rodriguez is not able to return for the postseason. Now, I think that Dean Kramer's performance over his last two starts, where he's allowed one run in consecutive outings, that is encouraging. And if he's able to do that down the stretch and give you six innings every game, you know, I think that's something where, okay, maybe you're right. Let's move Suarez in the bullpen. We've seen him succeed there. We know he can give you multiple innings, which is something that not a lot of the guys in that pen can do. But also, just being a two-pitch guy, you know, Suarez does mix in a third offering there, but mostly throws tough two pitches. If he can get a little bit more velocity on that, I think that profile is better as a reliever. So I think it depends on Kramer going on the stretch here. But Suarez, I mean, he's just so good at basically doing whatever the Orioles need him to do. So I think regardless if he's starting or pitching out of the bullpen, they're going to have a weapon.
There he is, Matt Wyrick. Matt, tell folks in Baltimore how to follow you on social media.
Absolutely. You can check me out over on Twitter at by Matt Wyrick, and all of my work is over at BaltimoreSun.com.
Thanks a lot, Matt. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Man.
Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.